more extreme weather events in the future. Increased infectious diseases and heat-related illnesses were all identified as potential harmful impacts to West Australians at a climate forum last year. And this year, the Health Department launched an inquiry into the impact of climate change on health. It's now open for public submissions, and next Thursday the inquiry moves to Broome for one of a number of public forums. Professor Taryn Weeramunthry is the chair of the Climate Health WA inquiry. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Vanessa.
What's the purpose of this inquiry?
As you rightly said, this came out of the Sustainable Health Review. So the whole point is of that review was to look at what we need to do in terms of making the health system more sustainable for the long term. And as you know, the health system's got a very big environmental footprint, but is also responsible for adapting to climate change, which we know is real. And so review recommended this inquiry. We need to find out from people what they're doing and also ask them what they'd like the health system to do to more effectively respond to climate change. That's why we're going right around the state. This is a big state and the impacts are very different from where you are in the Kimberley to southern Western Australia and inland to the coast. So there's a lot of environmental variability and there's lots of different groups which will be affected in different ways, and we want to hear your stories about what you're seeing.
And what could be potential health impacts? What is of concern, Professor?
So in the tropics, particularly, you'll be noticing an increase in the number of hot days and also extreme weather events. So you're already kind of used to the long periods of hot weather, and I've lived in the tropics for many years. But the nature of the heat is changing. There are more extreme hot spells, but there are also, you know, more cyclones, more intense cyclones, drenching floods, storms, and they are impacting on communities right as we speak and in past years. So we're really looking at how people are currently experiencing the effects of climate change, but also what they're planning to do and what they'd like the health department to do in particular.
And I wonder if vulnerable members of the community, specific demographics, are at more risk of being affected by climate change.
Yes, they are. And you just have to think about, you know, how people are affected by floods, etc. You know, it's often the poorest people with the least resources who are the most affected and also the least able to bounce back in the short and long term. And we've always known that when we're planning for natural disasters. But we just want to hear people's stories in their own words. And there may be different vulnerable groups we haven't, you know, cottoned onto. And that's why we're going right around the state. And, you know, the Kimberley, I think, is particularly understands it's the people who live there, the impact of extreme weather events.
Agriculture is such a big part of Western Australia. Food growing, crops, vegetables, fruits, grains.
Yep.
Is supply of food a potential health impact? Could that come into play here?
Yeah, so the literature has been very clear on that in the last, you know, 10, 20 more years. So climate change can impact on food security and water and air quality. And so there are direct health impacts, which I've talked about up till now, but there are also these indirect health impacts, and very much so. So food productivity and the effect on the food supply could well be what people want to talk about. There's also the possibility of increased mosquito-borne diseases. And again, the Kimberley's already, you know, does a lot in that regard to try and reduce the risk of mosquito-borne diseases, but as the climate warms, the risk of those diseases does increase as well, and we have to do more.
I'm speaking with Professor Taryn Weeramunthry, the chair of the Climate Health WA Inquiry, and the Health Department's got this inquiry underway with a forum in Broome next Thursday, the 1st of August, at the Civic Centre. There are two sessions to choose from. You can register through the Health Department website, or you can send in your public submissions in writing. Part of the terms of reference, Professor, is also looking at how the health department as a whole can become more sustainable. What's this part of the inquiry about?
Well, the health department operates, you know, every hour of the day, every day of the year, particularly the big hospitals and the smaller hospitals. It's an amazing generator of environmental waste, and it has a big footprint environmentally. So clearly, it also contributes about 7% of all Australia's total emissions, the healthcare sector, and that's a figure that, you know, people are waking up to. And clearly, all sectors have to look at what they can do to reduce their footprint, and the healthcare sector has to do the same for itself. So this is a chance for health professionals and the consumers of health services to say what we could be doing better or more of to reduce our environmental and waste footprint.
It's a really interesting inquiry. Why should people write in submissions or turn up to the forum? Who do you want to hear from, Taryn?
Yeah, so we want to hear from anyone who has a story or a suggestion here. And, you know, you don't have to be experts in health and climate change. There are probably not that many people are. We're encouraging written submissions. And again, they can just be in your own words and addressing the terms of reference of the inquiry. But also we're holding these public forums to allow other people to come and speak if they're not wanting to put in written submissions, but also to then encourage written submissions following the forums. And after this period of the inquiry, we'll then have some public hearings as well, which will be more formal affairs in the latter part of the year. We'll land our report early next year, and it should provide hopefully a pathway forward for the health system in WA to further act on climate change.
A lot of work ahead of you. Thanks for the insights today.
Thanks for having me, Vanessa. Good on you.
Professor Taryn Weeramunthri, the chair of the Climate Health WA Inquiry. Written submissions are due before August the 30th, and the forum is on August the 1st. That's next Thursday at the Broome Civic Centre. Two sessions, an afternoon or an evening. Registrations are preferred. You can find out all the details you need about that inquiry through the Health Department website of Western Australia.